Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to
West,
don't scandalize, man.
I'm rolling.
rolling down central with a pocket for the dough. Sipping XO, one popping it pros on 144 spokes at no. Remember I was broke up in Rome studio. Hit the club with thugs, tripping lows blow. The ice on my wrist got it cold as snow. It's bet you don't trip when I'm hitting the dip. I spit a half of the day when my pistols whip. I was born to the game, I'm up on things. Looking in the mirror when I'm changing lanes. Spin a grip on the system so the tunes are bang. Hit the rap gang with fame like Dane's Dane. Whip them off their feet like a mad hurricane. On the run for the love and a ton of fun. In the California state we be popping the gun. Hit the highway buzz with drinking bud. Playing PlayStation 2 on the way to the club. And I'm so glad they ain't hot tonight. Cause I done ran four nights and I'm high as a kite. But I don't give a beat for lying. Now hold your head back, 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 back. Lean it to the side, side, side. Hey, baby.
Get into the truck.
Don't you wanna ride, ride, ride?
Go ahead.
Fresh, clean, 6-1 footer, bling and chain. You know I'm about to walk and my jeans on hang. Let's do the damn thing like thunder and rain. Make it wet, make it bang when she working the thing. All the mamas that sit, I'm glad you came. Cause tonight my clique about to do some things. That guy, Chris, loaded up by the case. If I mix it with the 8, then I'm using the chase. Now watch that, I smell in the back. Smell like the homies is blazing the day. Matter of fact, let me get you to passing it right back. I feel it, feel it good right now. For the fat form of wildin' out. If you feel the same way, just shout it out. Everybody in the club get rowdy back. Release your nasty side, freak all night. When you step out the club, the sun burn your eyes. I'ma meet you next week at the same damn time. Cause I'ma hit the club for life.
Hold your head back, 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 back. Bring it to the side, side, side. Hey, lady.
Get into the drawer.
Don't you wanna ride, ride, ride?
Cuddle you, you the routine, so I don't need to hug you. Call me every second, you can never be a bugaboo. Sexy in my Rolls Royce, keep a ninja loving you. I just wanna smack him when a ninja walking next to you. I know your worth, I felt your hurt. Your mother thoughts come last, and you come first. Can't wait to show you off in the family church with the extravagant hat and the matching shirt. St. Louis boots with the Moai purse. Classy and forever this, sexy on the high list. Hotter than a polar grid, setting on my honor list. I just wanna let you know that Cindy was unanimous.
Fatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. FatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
Fat It Up. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production. Mixer and mastering.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ.
And
much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip hop.
But hip hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Plies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D O Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
What up? What up? What the fuck is up? This is Mad Ass Monday. You know what I'm saying? True West Radio. Need some background music. Need some goddamn background music. My phone is tripping. Hold on. What the fuck is up? What up, man? Mad Monday. I'm trying to see what's wrong with my phone. I can't hear a damn thing. There we go, I think. What up, Mad Monday? True West Radio. Can you scratch in the building? Let's see. Come on, motherfucker. Got 86 in the building.
What's happening? What's happening?
I got my nigga JoJo Loco and Mr. Edwards in the building. What the hell's going on, y'all?
Oh, shoot, man. Sit back, relax, man. One day at a time.
That's right. That's right. Hell yeah. I'm a little off my game today for some reason. And my phone is acting fucking retarded. Got something, probably got something to do with this crazy ass weather.
Well, it ain't doing it to y'all out there.
Huh?
I said, what do you got going on with y'all out there?
Man, it's just windy as hell. And every time the wind get to blowing, she get to go on haywire.
Yeah.
They don't know if it wanna
rain or get sunny.
Yeah. Nigga, I be putting my sweatshirt on. Take my sweatshirt off. Put my sweatshirt back on. Take it back off. Like, goddamn. Yeah, they don't know what it wanna do out this motherfucker.
Now check this crazy ass shit out. 2 days ago, my blinker and shit was fucking up on my car. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to take it to the shop. So I stopped at the light. And my car did a shake. You know how you feel like something, like, you know how your body just trembles? You know what I mean? You get like a shake, like you feel like something went through you.
Yeah.
That's how my car did. Yeah, right. So my car did that, and the blinker start working right. So today I'm dipping, you know what I mean? I'm on my way to take a delivery. I'm on the phone with my girl. Man, I swear to God, a pebble flew from my back seat to my front seat to hit the window.
It did what?
A pebble flew from my back seat to my passenger seat to hit the window.
It broke it?
So I said, okay. No, it just flew from the back seat.
Oh, shit.
I'm in the car by myself. So then I turn around. 5 minutes later, I feel like spider webs or some rubber across my ear.
Oh, man.
I'm telling my girl, like, hold on. I'm like, you know what? I said, if y'all figure got anything to tell me, tell me, but don't do all that touching shit. That's, I'm not cool with that. Don't touch me.
Man.
Conversate with me. Don't touch me.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to get you an exorcist.
But the crazy thing is, I keep finding quarters, nickels, and dimes. I found two nickels stacked on top of each other next to my car.
Oh, wow.
Hey, man, I keep, JoJo, I ain't bullshitting. I told my wife today, I keep jumping in the car, and there's the light, one of the dome lights, to be turned on in the car, and ain't nobody been in, even in the back seat, right? Then, like, I was sitting on the couch. I told my daughter now, like, a week or so ago, I was like, somebody rub me while I'm on the couch and shit. And I can show y'all a picture of some bananas. They saying, oh, somebody did it at the grocery store, but it's some bananas that, like, somebody scratched something on the bananas. They say, like, God, something. I bullshit you not. I'm like, I promise y'all. I'm glad somebody else is talking some stuff that make me don't feel like I'm down.
Look, I got pictures. Like, okay, like, I went to my girl's job, and we was walking through the hotel, and I was like, I want to go in this room. I went in the room, and I started filming. Now, mind you, I don't know shit about the room, but I knew exactly where the man died and everything. But then I start taking pictures. I catch a man in the mirror and a woman in the mirror.
Wow.
Damn.
Man, it's stuff out there, man. You know what I'm saying? People, a lot of people don't believe. I believe, you know what I mean? But it's a lot of people that don't believe, you know. But then especially if you had somebody that you was really close to or something, they could be doing that shit. Because I'm gonna tell you what my thing is. My thing is, I can't find my motherfucking lighter. I'm looking all over for my damn lighter, and I know where I put my lighter because I be in the same spot most of the time. So I put my lighter in the same spot. Can't find my lighter.
Motherfucking
I go in the house.
Then you come back.
And come back, and my lighter is sitting right there.
It's not a bad thing. I've been dealing with this. Majority of my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I, you know what I mean? Like, I'll see something, or I'll tell somebody something, and they don't believe me, and then something happens, and they be like, damn, I should have listened. I'm like, but look, I don't know where it come from. I don't, you know what I mean? Shit, it just happens.
Yep. But, you know, it just don't be lighters. It be all kind of little shit. I know for a fact this shit was sitting right here. Now I go looking for it, turn my back, turn around, and that motherfucker sitting right there.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I'm gonna be like, all right. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, they like to joke around, you know what I mean? They like, they want to let you know they still got that joking spirit, but I'm just like, you know what I mean? It just blows me away. Like, I'm sitting in the car, and I'm on the phone, like, you know what I mean? Instead of having through the Bluetooth, I'm just on the phone on the speaker. And you just hear white noise come through the motherfucking speakers in the car. And my girl was like, what the fuck was that? I said, that was the car. She said, wait a minute. That was the car? I said, yes. She said, is the car old? I said, no. I'm in the passenger seat, hanging out the door.
Yeah, that's been crazy.
But right before that happened, I heard a knock on the back. Like it was somebody knocking on the trunk. But I heard a woman scream coming from down the street. But ain't shit behind me.
Yeah. Well, I remember when you was telling me that time about the door flying open in the living room.
That part right there. We sitting there joking, me, my niece, and my sis. We having a good old time joking around about the Moses movie. The one that he got the sword with. Not the original one, but the new one. And I was making a joke like I usually do. Nigga, the front door opened up. And the first thing my niece and the dude looked at me and said, what the fuck you do this time?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, well, I mean, like I said, this shit out there, man. Some people believe it, some people don't. You know what I mean? You know, because I mean, I watch all of them damn
paranormal.
Yeah, all that shit. I watch that shit all the time. Because my whole thing about watching them shows, I be trying to see what the hell going on, but I be wanting them motherfuckers to get the hell scared out of them.
I really do.
I want something to jump out on their motherfucking ass and scare their ass so bad they quit television.
Okay, so, you know what I mean? Like, oh boy, that dude, what is it, Ghost Adventures? That nigga got the 100th motherfucking goddamn museum that's out. You have to sign a waiver to go in his museum.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That nigga,
I want to go in
from... Yeah, not me. That motherfucker,
no.
He got...
No.
That nigga name is Zach. And see,
yeah,
when it first when he first came out, he was one way, but all of a sudden he started turning a little weird.
Yeah, that motherfucker, he started wearing black and
got some glasses on and
acting.
Shit. Yeah. He started turning a little weird. But yeah, man, I ain't going in that motherfucker. That's so happy
now,
I'll be done.
Now,
once it's coming around,
that,
the ones that's looking for me,
you just look. The ones that's trying to communicate with you is friendly. You know what I'm saying? Evidently, you know,
yeah.
They try to communicate. But the ones you go looking and messing with their stuff, man, they probably ain't trying to, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Now, this is
the craziest shit ever. When you have a vision of yourself going to jail. But with the twist about it was, it had my big homie name in the cell, Big Monster Cody, in a certain spot. And when I went to jail, that motherfucker was right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
that's
I was
crazy.
Like, I was like, what the fuck? And I'm like, you know what I mean? I'm telling my girl at the time, like, I'm telling her about the dream I had prior to me going to jail, and I went to jail 2 days later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's it. That shit is real, man. That shit is real to the motherfuckers, but, you know, some people don't believe it. You know what I'm saying? But I know I believe it, because I remember it was back when I was younger. And my grandmother, she passed in the house that we lived in. And all my niggas used to always be over there. Niggas crash out or whatever. And, you know, one night I was asleep. And I looked up and my window, the curtains was blowing. And, you know, sometimes if the wind was blowing, you could see the motherfuckers moving and shit like that. So I'm like, I start cussing because my homeboy, he would open up the goddamn window and won't close it. I'll be like, if you open the window, I'll close that motherfucker. So, nigga, I'm getting... fucking curtain back to close the window, and the goddamn window was closed. No. I was like, you know what I'm saying?
Here's the thing about it, I'm going to say this.
What's that?
If it wasn't something to it, I didn't mean to cut you off, Scrap. You still
there?
I mean, if it wasn't something to it, they would have to do a disclosure when there had been a death or something that happens in houses when they sell in the rent. They supposed to disclose.
Well, it was her house, though.
They usually, like, sellers and stuff like that, they posted to disclose that. So that's selling, that's probably letting people know that you buying this house just as is, but just know that something happened in here. So if it's some shit that go down,
But they don't tell people. But a lot of times they don't tell you that motherfucker died in the house.
I think it's a law in Florida or something. There must be a law. They be one in California.
Because I tell you, when I stayed in Upland, address was 1408, like the movie. And this motherfucker ran up on me in the hallway, and I was trying to figure out, like, what the fuck was going on. But they never told me the man killed himself in the back bedroom.
Oh, boy.
Well, so when I bring it to their attention, like... what's going on? I'm like, my house. I'm like, you hear footsteps and shit.
through the night on the wooden floor like, nigga, ain't nobody here but me and her. Or you a, the lady that walked through my room like she's going to the kitchen to cook.
I'm going to tell
every
you
morning
some
at
wild 3 o'clock. Birthday. I'm going to tell you, well, they say that's the hour. Because always the hour. I'm going to tell you some wild ass shit because I just seen it. Went to two liquor stores. Well, I went to, because the store in the corner, they don't sell beer, so I got to go down the street.
Why, yeah,
why do these motherfuckers got sage in there? These motherfuckers, mm-hmm. In both stores, they selling sage.
Right.
Not the kind of shit you put in your dressing. I'm talking about the kind of you burn.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see...
Uh-huh.
But you got to think about it. People use, sage is used for differing reasons. Sage is to bless your house. Sage is to clean the air in your house. Sage is used for a lot of different things. So, you know what I mean? Like,
every time I see a motherfucker, every time I see a motherfucker burning sage, it was because it was something around that motherfucker.
You just, if somebody come in and you don't like their vibe and shit, you just do it like, or you know what I'm saying? Periodically, just do your house just from, you know what I'm saying?
It's good to win when somebody's sick. When you like people sick in the house, it cleans the oxygen, it cleans the air.
Oh, well, tell me something, goddamn it, because the first thing I'm thinking, like a whole lot of motherfuckers around here got ghosts.
It's used for it, you know what I mean? But sage is used for multiple shit. You know what I mean? It ain't always just about fear.
Well, goddamn it. That's the only time I must have been watching too many TV shows and all that shit. Because I see everybody who was burning sage, them motherfuckers was trying to get rid of something.
All right.
Yeah. There's a couple of niggas I know I need to put something in their pocket.
Like, if you think about it, they use it for meditation, you know what I mean? It's used when they meditate, you know what I mean? It's used for a lot of, you know, I use it because I know I'll be having spirits around me, nigga. I got one that's about a foot long.
But these motherfuckers is pretty long. I'm going to go buy one just in case, you know what I'm saying? My wife tripping, I'm just going to put that shit around her and shit. Try to see if we get that poltergeist up out of it.
only way you gonna find out about that if you try to put holy water in the point.
Yeah, be like, here, drink this. Nah, I'm just fucking with you. She cold.
And then she start bleeding. And then she start turning her head, start spinning around in circles. What you gonna do at that point?
Well, she gonna get shot then. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Hell yeah, nigga. If your goddamn girl head spin around backwards, nigga. Oh yeah, she getting a hot one. The better that demon to lead in, goddamn it. Nah, I'm just fucking with y'all, man.
You got to go. You got to go hug it out of him.
Yeah, that's it right there. Yeah, man, well, check this out, man. You know, if y'all got some ghost stories, give us a call. You know, if y'all ran into something, I know everybody sees some weird shit, man, because I was just showing my boy K-9 the other day because it was a video. We were shooting my homeboy Mr. Cass video, and, you know, it was just one part. And if you look down the hall, you see this black mask come out and then go back. You know what I'm saying? And one of my niggas
that's
was trying to say.
Right there. That's the shit I'm talking about. I want to see.
It's on my YouTube page. But see, then after the mask went back, the pipe upstairs busted, and all of the water started raining on his studio. Right. You know what I'm saying? And that nigga got mad and shit. Now, he was drunk. He got mad. He went over to one of the homeboys' house, and it was ironic because they was beefing about something. He went over there, you know, he was drunk and shit, drove over there drunk. And then the homie was like, look, man, you can't go nowhere, man. You too fucked up. Cass wind up driving off, man, and got killed in a car accident and killed like three other people in this van that he hit. And that shit fucked me up. And then so when I put the video up, this one nigga, that was my daughter. It wasn't no kids in the fucking house, bro. We shooting a video. Yeah. There wasn't no kids in the house. And from where that thing came from, nobody could come through there. So you got a child. You shooting a video. You would see a face. You didn't see nothing. It was just a big old black motherfucking thing just came out and went back. As soon as the motherfucker went back, bam, the motherfucking the pipes busted upstairs all the water started just going all over his studio downstairs. And then got mad, left in the car and rolled.
I mean, that spirit wanted him up out of there. He was like, this is mine.
Hell, if he wanted him up out of there, let him get killed that night, shit. Or he basically killed himself drunk driving, you know what I'm saying? But you know what I mean? So that was some deep-ass shit. Go to my YouTube page. It's on there. It's on that.
Hey, matter of fact, do you still got that picture I posted on my old page of that fucking spirit, that demon thing on my fucking rafter in the garage?
I don't know. I think it's probably my other computer. I got to go and check it out and see. But in any case, you know, if y'all don't, y'all True West Radio, I mean, you know, some people believe, some people don't. You know, the people that don't, when something happened, and you fuck around, and you're going to be thinking about what we're talking about. Like, damn, them motherfuckers was right. Because it's a whole lot of people that's skeptical about, you know, the other side. You know what I mean? Some people be trying to tell you shit, and you don't even realize it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And that's what I Googled, too. I Googled about finding just, because I'm not finding pennies. I'm just finding nickels and dimes and quarters. And it says someone's trying to get my attention. Okay, if you're trying to get my attention, I'm listening.
You heard me? Because I can't. But you know what? I'm going to tell you this one thing. We're going to jump into a couple of cuts. We're going to do a 3086. You know what I'm saying? We're going to hook that up. You know what I'm saying? You know, like they said, you know, it's just like old boy Zach. You know, some people got things that used to be somebody else's that passed, and they attracted to that possession. You know what I'm saying? If your grandma gave you a chain or this was grandma's and you got it.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah.
That's what they say that too. They say that not only is it they trying to tell you something, they attracted to certain objects. That's why Zach got that museum, because it's a whole lot of objects in that motherfucker, and they fuck around and they take it away and the spirits go away. You know what I'm saying? It could be something that you bought. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker bought all things. I was watching this show. This motherfucker bought a bat. He bought a fucking bat. Not a baseball bat, nigga. A fucking flying bat. And the motherfucker was, they taxidermied him, so he was stuffed, and he was in this case. Boy, he said when he got back, because he was staying in this hotel, he was doing some kind of music. He wasn't no rapper or nothing. But he got back to the hotel, and weird shit started happening like a motherfucker when he brought that bat in that motherfucker. So, shit, after he realized it was the bat, that motherfucker got rid of the motherfucker and everything stopped. So it could be something that you possess, that you own, and somebody's attracted to it. You know?
I'm trying to figure what the hell that can be. Because I've been dealing with stuff for a long time, so... I don't know.
Yep. I don't know either, because I start thinking about my boy Twilight, because, you know, he was a rapper, but he had a studio and he just couldn't make no music and all of that stuff. So he was like, well, man, I'll sell you this for cheap. And, you know, so I got the Mac, I got a keyboard, I got a couple other things from him. And like I said, just so happened after that, after he passed, that's when all this weird shit started happening, losing lighters. And he used to always have my fucking lighter. You know what I'm saying? I'd be looking for my lighter. Be like, cuz, give me my lighter, bro. Oh, my bad. Or that nigga be getting in this car about to drive off. Give me my lighter, my nigga. Oh, man. Sliding my lighter in his pocket all the time. So I started thinking, is he connected to the equipment? That's why my lighters keep coming up missing. So, you know, it's just something that I'm thinking about. But any case, man, what we going to do, man, if y'all, I mean, like I said, we ain't trying to, you know, be creepy, but it's real. You know what I mean? So, you know, y'all don't fuck with no Ouija boards, please. None of that old type of dumb shit like you know, that, because you're pulling shit out that ain't supposed to be here.
Definitely don't think you can make that motherfucker do it, because you can't.
No, hell no. So y'all just remember that. True West Radio, man, we up in this motherfucker. My boy 86, motherfucker JoJo Loco, and Mr. Everywhere, he quiet. He probably looking around. Some probably fucking with him right now, especially if he at home by himself. Like, what? Something back there? True West Radio, we going to go 3 for 3 on your ass. Here we go. This is my boy 86. Boy, I keep on saying this is one of my favorite songs. Here we go. 86.
I hate to make this like a sad story, but it's real. Because this world is such a, and when I say this world, I don't mean an ideal, I mean everyday. Everybody back off. You know, everybody like to be taught that from school. Instead of us just being like, slavery's bad, slavery's that. Bad whitey. I mean, all right, let's stop that.
I wish I could just stick my head in the dirt like an ostrich. The pain that I've seen in life, it hurts to watch it. The places that we go at will make you have to tote that. And if it comes to you or them, don't be scared to pop it. And why not see some good kids turn from the Bible and join up with them hood kids just for survival? Get the hold of a rifle and he vowed to keep it with him. To him it makes more sense to be a fugitive than a victim. Find a cup of surroundings, exposed to the shadiness. No turning back after he tastes blood like a baby pit. Caught up in the craziness of inner city living, where the odds are more in favor of us ending up in prison. Where the night air brings nightmares and gunpowder aroma. It's a struggle trying to live long enough to get a diploma. We sit on the corner, anticipate our demise. Tell me when it's over so I can open my eyes.
Let me know when it's over.
Pill or some way to deal with the daily drill. Struggling to pay these bills. My baby's ill, my lady still bitching about dishes I left in the kitchen. To that shit I'm not trying to listen. She misses the point that laying off is my position. Every day I pray that I don't get a pink slip when my shift is. Now that's pressure on a man with a family to support, and they struggling cause he can't bring no chips in. So all that fussing for nothing, it got me 38. Pardon the dirty plate I left in the sink. I just need to think, I just need a drink. I'll pour me a shot and I'll make it a double. Give me space or I'll make it in trouble. I'm like Neo, you making me hate that I love you. I may never be in the place that I was with you. I'm better off taking the L or racing the W. It's a losing battle, relationship struggles. It got me like damn.
Let me know when it's over. Can you just tell me when it's over?
Day had me blown, player. Got into it with both neighbors and served with the divorce papers. It's so major. Next to coke capers, bitter custody battle, homie, and then come to alimony. See, as a bachelor, I was macaroni. Shacked with Tony Braxton, looking dime piece. Ain't nobody cattle on me. Then I joined the holy matrimony. Got the 3.5 BBS rock with the platinum, homie. She whipped the snapper on me. I said the cat was cool. I guess she thought that that gave her the green light to act a fool. Coming unglued, catching the attitude. Pouring gas and throwing matches on my gator boots and matching suits. My first instinct was to take off on her and crack her tooth. You know what that can do? Have your hands shackled in back of you and have you labeled as a wife beater. You decide to leave her. Then you start thinking, damn, I might die. Johnny Taylor said it's cheaper to keep her, but Daddy T told me to let it go. It's just another love TKO. I wanna work it out, but she say no. If she's suffering, so she think whatever she say go. Break up to make up, that's all we do. You see this love hate thing, it's just a game for fools. Then she said maybe we should try again. And so we try, cause neither one of us wanna be the first to say goodbye. I'm talking chauvinistic, cause from time to time I go ballistic. Call her all kind of hoes and bitches, still wanted to blow me kisses. This bitch is so delicious. I'm high, it was her cold on some soapy dishes with salty fries and moldy. I deserve it for the times I made her hair stand like a peacock. Throw a mighty blow, miss and plant my fist in the sheetrock. She out the door like Clojo, now I got to chase her three blocks. Nosy ass neighbor on the phone calling up the cops. Making the situation sound worse than it really is. Norm, we do this twice a month, round the first and the 25th. Grab her purse and the kids and a car key, she off the mama. She said she's sick of me, she's tired of me walking on her. She left her envelope on a nightstand, I read the letter. She wanna clear out the joint account, she need to get ahead of her. I'm so hot, I'm seeing red, talking about taking half my green. Now it got me reminiscing on the blues they used to sing. Johnny Taylor said it's cheaper to keep her, but Daddy T told me to let it go. It's just another love TKO. I wanna work it out, but she say no. If she's suffering, so she think whatever she say go. Break up to make up, that's all we do. You see this love hate thing, it's just a game for fools. Then she said maybe we should try again. And so we try, cause neither one of us wanna be the first to say goodbye. It was a bitter split, I'm out smoking me a cigarette trying to calm down. Here she come acting ignorant, time to call her mom now. To come over and get her shit, cause if I lay the bomb down and mess around a split her lip, I'ma end up on the compound. Girl, you ought to know to give a man space. Get out a man's face, don't put yourself in a man's place. Hit me with that damn bass, I promise you won't stand a chance. Cause both of us gon' be leaving here in the ambulance. She smashed the bass and said we're finished, different history. In December when it's nippy, please remember to forgive me. In the beginning we was winning, now the chemistry is missing. The kids won't see my stocking on the chimney at Christmas. The enemy has visited, our happy homie took it from us. Can't turn back the hands of time, guess that's how the cookie crumbles. We ain't the only ones who took a shot at love and loss. You might as well just drive me to the edge of the cliff and shove me off. Johnny Taylor said it's cheaper to keep her, but Daddy T told me to let it go. It's just another love TKO. I wanna work it out, but she say no. If she's suffering, so she think whatever she say go. Break up to make up, that's all we do. You see this love hate thing, it's just a game for fools. Then she said maybe we should try again. And so we try, cause neither one of us wanna be the first to say goodbye.
Get the duty, it ain't tricking. I know you got your own ambitions. Listen, I'm out here on a grown man mission. I'll splurge the budget on furs to get hers that love it. I'm Kobe beef, I'm not them hamburger jerks you fuck with. If you in footwear, heels, boots, and tennis shoes. Hating hoes at your job, envy you, but anywho, we taking off, let them breathe the purple bud vapor. Just tell them your niggas got enough paper to upgrade you. They ain't able, we so high above haters. I guess they can't help themselves, it's in their nature. Some haters out your way, we can put some fences up and block them out. See, they just want something to talk about. Saying, I'm gonna be your sugar daddy, cause the way I floss you out, but I'm responsible. What you want? I buy, 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 buy. I don't mind, cause I like you looking fly, 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 fly. You shining bright enough to light the night sky. Be it, eat it so good that sometimes you might cry. Roof, Chris, dinner date. Find the things in life you finna taste. I hit them with that Cartier tennis press. Them other men are basic, they think they can buy it. You are not an object, so I would not identify you. I'd rather lay you next to the fire when you're extra tired. Caress you and let you know what's mine is yours, let's divide.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can bat it up.
Yeah, 2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit 2westent.com. Uh-huh. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah. Yeah.
Hip-hop. Hip-hop.
Lamborghini Mercy.
The hip hop list. You ready, homie? Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Yeah, that was my boy 86. That was that 3 for 3, you know what I'm saying?
Big love, DJ. Big love, King Scratch, man. I appreciate that, man. Shoot.
Man,
you know,
man, it's all good. It's all good, man. You know, we try to do it like that over here. Try to get them three in a row, you know what I'm saying? So you
yes,
got 3 for 3, you know what I'm saying? We got JoJo, Loco, Mr. Everywhere,
yes,
DJ Evlo, and now we got, what's that nigga at? Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV.
Buddha Ali. What's up,
bro? Already.
Hey,
what's
love?
Happening, fam?
How y'all doing, man?
Yeah!
Buddha
Ali, shout out to
Buddha
Ali.
Yeah, the man, the family.
World, King Scratch, Kevin Love, 86, man, what's happening, man? What's happening, King?
You, anything I can do for you, man, I'm eternally grateful for you, and you already know that, Buddha. Anything I can do for
hey,
you.
Hey, we
family,
try, baby, because it's all to the good, man. That's how the tribe works, man. We stay in there.
Yeah.
We stay connected inside out, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I was just tripping though while he was playing Ray J. Y'all saw with Ray J. He on here on Couples Retreat on VH1. You know they come on the Couple Retreat. And
mm-hmm.
y'all played a song. They went to his part on the damn episode.
Uh huh.
That's crazy.
That's what happens, man.
Yeah, let it be divine intervention. Let it something shake loose out of that, man. And man, what? Hey,
right nigga, he better be ready. Hey, he better be ready to do the show when it's time for us to get out.
Hey, that's right.
Man, that nigga better lead that retreat. He got a show to do. Baby, I'll be back. I got a show to do with them niggas.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah,
Put it together. Hey, man, shoot. When I hear that, I try to listen unbiased, like, you know what I'm saying? That ain't me. I'm just listening, but I'm like, man, this is bullshit. We got to do something. I'm bullshit.
Well, guess what? You know what? And that's why I love playing motherfucking shit. You know what I mean? Because, you know, especially if you're not as motivated as you used to be. Hey.
It's like rap lyrics just don't mean shit no more, Scratch. So it's like you gotta have controversy, you gotta damn near, or you gotta have like a endorsement by somebody stamping you in, and you got, or you gotta, cause I mean, you know, it is kind of easier with the internet and shit like that, but just be honest, like, you can still eat off of the industry, regardless if you got a mainstream fan base or not, but I found it where I just like being me, and I like the respect I get from y'all, the real people whose opinion matters, because the public, them niggas weird. They're like any fucking body. They're like anybody.
But see, I don't mean to cut you off, but that goes back to what I was talking about with my boy K-9, because K-9 mm-hmm. trying to feel like you. You know, he kind of a lot of people up in age start feeling like that. They start feeling discouraged because of what everybody else like. But what about everybody that like what you do? What about
right.
the old heads? You know, they want to hear
I'm,
that, man.
I'm
they don't want
to
hear that.
I'm being a disservice to them. Disservice to them while not giving them something fresh to listen to that's not old
school. The youngsters, they probably don't. Ah, man, I don't know about that. But niggas around our age gonna be like, man, did y'all get that new 86?
Well, you just know you a part of, because like I said, your opinion, I be around here like, y'all niggas around here putting, y'all are spending 80 racks to bring Future down here to this little old town and shit. And I'm not hating, but I'm like, y'all, that's invested. That's putting in a nigga pocket that already got some money. And y'all niggas talking about y'all believing me, man. I don't even want to hear that shit. So what? It's the real. I'm like, y'all little fickle ass opinions don't mean nothing. I got legendary niggas that's telling me I got something. So, you know, that's what keeps me pushing. Y'all and my bro, my brother over there, and Buddha Ali and all y'all. You know, hey man, it's the whole movement.
Man, and look, it's even more.
Huh? Go ahead.
I'll be having people in and out banging. I'll be banging shit. You know what I'm saying? And I'll be, they'll be like, who is that? Oh, that's 86. Oh, who is that? Oh, that's JoJo. We got to do some tightening up on that. You know, who is that? Oh, that's such and such. Oh, who is that? Oh, that's such and such. And then especially the homegirl 99. Because in fact, she just basically threw the towel all the way in. And I found some lyrics there's some old lyrics, and put a new beat up under it. Oh, she turned up like a motherfucker.
Shoot. The response, you hear everybody like, who is that? Who is that?
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, if you can't do nothing, you can sit home and record some features and just be like, okay, hey. And you middleman some features, like, you want her on some shit? Okay. Man, here, you know, and get your little change in the middle. Hey, anytime.
Yeah, you know,
somebody want to get
look,
on some.
You got to look at my nigga Judah Priest. That nigga out there, he out there in Philly getting down with the woo, you know, for the woo. Nigga Big Mike, he still getting down like a motherfucker. Matter of fact, I suppose, anyway, we'll talk about that off the air. But, yeah, you know what I mean? So, it's still people. My little brother Skilo, that motherfucker ain't young. That motherfucker, he's still doing shit. So the thing about it is, when you stop, that's when you kind of got to pick back up. Because, see, it's easy to pick up if you was tight already.
Right.
You know, but when you was, if you was mediocre and made some money or didn't make no money, and then you decide you want to rap again and you was just all right.
Right.
Oh, that's a long hill to climb, baby.
It's harder to reinvent yourself. It's easier to have never made it and then make something happen than to try to make it, because then it's like you got to try to reinvent yourself. You're trying to do this and that. And you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's tough. But I look at like Juicy J. He's one of the ones that kind of, that dude made it a little splash, but he kind of went on the pop side, though. You know, but I feel, it's always gonna be a market for. I'm gonna say this.
But I wouldn't even call it so much as going to the pop side. I mean, I would call it as going to a transition to trying something new to pull a new audience.
Yeah.
More so to say.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, can I elaborate on that?
The deal is
rap. You might only get $10,000 a show on rapping at a venue. When you got a song like Juicy J does, crossover song,
Katy Perry,
you might get $80,000 for that same song playing at a goddamn Lollapalooza festival. So when you do the math, and you got 1,500 hip hop radio stations, and then you got 5,000 R&B/pop radio stations, and you're playing on them, then guess what? The money's due.
You're going to be on 4,500 stations.
You do a record that's going to be a hit record that you just don't say, I'm just going to do this just for the hip-hop fans. And you got potential to see your value flourish in front of you. Festival, they paying $80,000, $100,000, $200,000 a show. In that same $200,000, $80,000 that you getting for that same song set, you gonna go to a club and they say we gonna give you $10,000, $15,000 for that same damn song. So you gonna have to do 10 shows to make the same amount as you did one show. So Juicy J knew the game. Once he learned the game, he's like, I can't do this, tear the club up forever and a day, and I'm just doing 300-400 people in the goddamn club and they don't wanna pay us. So I'm gonna do a Miley Cyrus track. And once he established that, the hell, this is where the money's at, he stuck with it.
But see, that's you do that. You can do that if you gotta have a plan like a motherfucker to do that. You know what I'm saying? Because okay, you just think about this. Think about MC Hammer. Remember when he first came out?
Right.
And that nigga was everybody was falling off the goddamn tree out for that motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Then remember when he went in hiatus and then he tried to come back with the Bumps in the Bucks? Which was
Bump,
a cool song.
Yeah, damn right. Yeah.
But the album wasn't like the first one. You know what I mean? It's like, then what he had to do, he had to go back. Sometimes you got to jump in the fire, and if it don't burn, nigga, run through it.
Yeah.
But that nigga, you got to jump back and be like, ooh, that shit hot. You know, so not hot like music, but point being is, that's why I was telling my son that, you know, the idea album is to have a couple of songs for the street. You have a couple of songs for the ladies. Most of the time, right. The ladies, you know, they ain't got to be too raunchy or something. You make something for the kids to listen to, and then you make something for the white folks. So if you got two of those, the
right.
white folks are going to be like, ooh, I don't like that. I don't like that 86 old when he was talking about drowning old boy in the bathtub. And then, you know what I'm saying?
Well, and here's the thing, too. That with that being said, I said that you could have a show set for every audience. You could just go read the audience and be like, DJ, now run that show set right there because this the one.
This
that type of crowd, clean crowd, a lot of kids out there. You know, boom, run that show, you know.
We used to do it all the time. You know what I'm saying? We used to have whatever crowd it looked like. We had about 5 shows. So once we look at the crowd, we say, okay, show number 4. We know we got to tone that shit down a little bit. But that's the way it is with the song. If you could kind of make a couple of these. It's going to be a song in there that somebody going to like.
Right.
Yeah, if you do a couple of them some crap shit or whatever you want to do to get them youngsters going, that's what you do. Then you do some of that old, it don't have to be all the way pop. You know, people be thinking that you going pop, you fucking up. It's just a different kind of R&B. So you think about it. Just doing some bomb R&B with something that's gonna be catchy for them. All you gotta do is go boop, 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 boop. You do that shit, nigga, you in. And whatever you put behind that is what it is. So if you got all of these different songs, different genres of song on your album, it's all still rap, but not genres, but you got it to where the people could really relate to it. Like I said, they'd be like, number 2? Biff be going, number 2 is the shit. Have you heard 86? That motherfucker number 2 is the Bob Ass Soul. Sorry, not Bob Ass Soul. I guess I can't go that white. But you know what I'm saying? You get more people songs to choose from.
Right.
Versus trying to put it in the hood, because the niggas in the hood going to be like this. Hey, man, you got that 86? Yeah, I got it. Hey, let me get a copy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what that's going to be about. The girl's gonna be like, "Yeah, that 86 song. I'm going to store. Let me get online and buy that real quick."
Right. That's who. Man, you gotta market towards them. And the dudes gonna be. They gonna do what the girls like anyway.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It ain't talking about niggas just go straight nigga R. Kelly on the motherfucker. But you know. Because I can make a love song, but I ain't get ready to have no violin type of love song, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what to do without you, baby. I miss you so much. Nah, fuck that. It got to come another way. Huh?
Yeah.
That's JoJo shit. I ain't doing that. Uh-oh. I want to play that again. Come on, bitch. Go off. My damn mouse.
Now blame it on me.
Yeah, that's dope. That's dope type of shit. I have
to. Wherever city we go.
Mm-hmm. There's a whole lot of...
That's just like when I went to the doctor with my girl and my name was behind the door, JoJo.
God.
I've never been there to that doctor before.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. You've been up here. I'm just fucking with you. But yeah, man. We up in this motherfucker, man. We're trying to... We supposed to have a couple of things going on. We trying to with me and my boy Spoon. We trying to bring it. We getting ready to bring it to where, as you know, all of this is gonna be video. So not only are we just gonna be right here, but the way we are, y'all turn on the video and it's gonna go through the video. You know what I mean?
Right. That's
you
what's
can hear
up.
The phone
yeah.
and all of that stuff. You can turn your camera off if you want to. If you don't, you don't have to. But, you know, I'm gonna have a steady cam. I'll put three cameras in the corner. And you can see the whole see all around the studio. It ain't like it's that hella big, but shit.
Right.
You know. There's different angles and shit like that and all of that. They're going to be talking some shit. So that's what we working on because we trying to get it to where it's going to be on a different platform because when he got on the show, he was like, oh, man, I love it. He was like, y'all don't have no camera? He was like, oh, man, let me work on that because, you know, he do movies and shit now.
Right.
So, you know, it's like, let me work on that, you know, so we can have the regular, all of us together. Well, whoever's in here, you would be able to see him. And then all y'all got to do is turn your phones on. Your camera on your phones on. And then, shit, we all up in there. Mm-hmm. Just trying to step it up a little bit. So at least when the summertime comes, you know, we can see who actually clowning like a motherfucker.
Right.
Like, well, y'all be able to see all around here. Y'all motherfuckers, get y'all camera off. If y'all had cameras all around, y'all be like, look at that nigga over there. That nigga over there, see? That's why that nigga, motherfucker, look in the corner and see a big-ass Tony Montana mountain sitting over there on the table. They're like, ah.
Yeah.
I be trying to do. I was doing did a couple of things. I got an interview with these one people on the six. I'm gonna see if I can send y'all the link so y'all can check it out. But I was doing something. Look, I had so much. I had weed everywhere, bro. I was like, oh shit. They saw that shit behind me. He was like, oh, you over there doing some good smoking. And I looked behind me like, uh-oh. I don't care if the motherfuckers know I smoke weed. I just didn't want them to see all the weed I had sitting around.
Right.
Motherfucker burners and shit. I'm like, hold on. I had to turn my camera off quick as fuck. But in any case. Yeah, man. We getting ready to get into a couple of songs, man. I gotta see what the hell I want to play. Whoa, excuse me. That's what I'm talking about.
Can I do have a special request? It's a peace, love, weed, and alcohol and shit.
Peace, love, and weed? All right, let's see what we can pay some peace, love, and some weed. Yeah, that's my son. Peace, love, and some weed. I did the track and take it back to the old country a little bit. But yeah, we gonna play Peace, Love, and Some Weed. Matter of fact, Peace and Love, you know, his mom survived, but she had a surgery today, so hopefully everything go cool. Peace, Love, and Some Weed. Mad Monday, True West Radio. Yeah, yeah.
Alright, gon' tell me if you want some. Realistically gang just to keep it 100. And these bitches on me like they really want some. Well, catch me on the green light, maybe on a late night. Fucking with the bad chick, straight up out the ace light. Try to keep it ace late, and I'm trying to get paid at the same time. Well, smoking on that green, keeping my eyes red, and I'm really on one. Really trying to get my music onto on some better shit, and you niggas don't look go. Well, I take my time when it comes down to my perfection, and you know my bitch is so intellectual, and you know I got my mind on the checks. If you don't know, I got to get
that's all that we need. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need. Really need. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need.
So you better know I gotta take pride in my notes. Grind in the studio in the booth. Don't want me to check you, better be respectful, no. You roll, let you niggas know that I am not the one to get on. Cause I'm going to the top, better get your shit on. Because nigga, I'm passing by you on the road. Whoa. And I'm rapping, equipped it with that action. Peace, sweet, and love is my satisfaction. Island girl said that I am a bad man, I know. Whoa, I live that life that niggas that wish they can have. And you know that dreams in the air that you can grab. So I'm going full fledged till I'm 2-0. Whoa.
That's all that we need. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need.
That's all we really need.
Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. Peace, love, and some weed. That's all we really need. Peace, love, and some weed. 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 That's all we really need.
True West, yeah. Can't scratch, Ill gate, do the free, yeah. I bring something new to the table. Had to shake a few minutes cause they mind was unstable. I raised game, they not able to comprehend. Dumbasses bringing beef to the lion's den. All the snakes try to hide in the tall grass. Here comes scraps snapping necks, better all ass. No breaks, just dance. All your boys, you are any you want. I got the toast, better break fast. You can't laugh with the niggas that's true. Up with his head.
I am Goliath, immortal
mighty like Vikings enticing the enemy. Vampire, I'm fighting off Vikings, literally. Trifling on the mic and I'm killing them willingly. Stay sharp like a pen, I'm on point. Cause I stay high like I'm lighting up a joint. We ride till the day we die. This true shit, I make you jump on point. True shit, I make you jump on point.
If I go line for line, see my jewels will shine. Separate the body and soul with the structure design. Blow your mind, kill chamber, crack in the spine. Always playing for keeps, going hard for mine. Who kill a bee, shoot a priest, smack a bee. Who came to slay the beast, bare hands licking the teeth. It's Judge Dredd with their head, lay him to bed. Inside the house of horror, I'm a monster off meds. Witch doctor, I hunt that ass like stigmata. You can't do me nada, so you better come proctor. What the fuck y'all niggas think? War face with the war paint, get the streets popping like Black Ape. Fuck BH1, C-Y-G-U-N, I'm genuine plus nice with the pen. Now, Andy up, encounter blessings, last professions, silencers, no compressions. Notorious, man glorious, it's priesthood the myth, call the cursed and the gift. The killer bars, murder repertoire, let's go one-on-one, and now you be shooting with stars, Paul.
True shit that make you jump on point, true shit that make you jump on point, true shit that make you jump on point. Feels like I'm living in my past life, sinning for the lavish life, forgive me what I do. Walk with my eyes closed, going down this dark road, trying to get my shine on, so I'm living proof, and I gotta keep
running, 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 running.
The world simply moves beneath my feet as I travel and proceed from point A to point B, and bless my royalty upon those who surround me because they inhale the words of which that pass between my teeth when I speak. But it is not the world, it is my seed, because they all look up to me and wish to be. And so I preach and then they shun me to the side, like the son of the father who's died and carry on my legacy with pride. So can you hear me clearly? Apparently not, or else you fear me. Can't you see, like after B and B for D? Or is it because my eyes stay red like base heads on 420? You don't believe that the words that I speak could ever be worth any. Well, my mind is 900, the world is only 450, and my tank is on empty. I'm running on pure envy, so it's apparent someone hates what I have to say with much interest. It seems again the future has failed to go as I planned it.
Feels like I'm living in my past life, sinning for the lavish life, forgive me what I do. Walk with my eyes closed, going down this dark road, trying to get my shine on, so I'm living proof, and I gotta keep
running, running.
Shit, you play back in the Maybach. I lay track like A-Track, ASAP. Been like this is way back, A-Dat. Right wave like wave caps. Me and my day ones in state camp, state camp. As I lay in these shadows and overcoming these battles, my attitude's never lateral. I spiritual magnitude inspired the radical. Tactical manifest the supernatural. I will remain powerful. I meditate, regenerate for an hour full. Taking these steps like I'm ladder proof. This one's magical. Killing these rappers in every avenue. Discipline still doing drills like a power tool. Using this gift till a catapult. Rolling up spliff tattoos on my battle wound. Ain't shit changed but my attributes. Mechanical, psychopathic, crash straight from the avenues. With attitude compatible or capital success. My interest, I'm raising the altitude. Passion I include, pursue, opening views of my music vision. Enhancing my new revision. Feels like I'm living in my past life, sinning for that lavish life, forgive me what I do. Walk with my eyes closed, going down this dark road, trying to get my shine on, so I'm living proof, and I gotta keep running. Shot out a cannon, trajectory damage planets. I'm savage, no need to ravage these average rappers outlandish. My mind's inception, no half stepping, best come correct when you in the presence of the Lord's blessing. Get the message, I came to get it, my frame fitted.
shuttles lifted. Heavenly gifted, you see class, I'm Lorenzo Kidded. For what you wish for, no need to list smoke. Before you wake up one day carrying the devil's pitchfork. I sure can't kill cancer, definitely not AIDS. But what if my word can pierce through and free the slaves? Joshua to Jericho, Mandela to motherland. I'm something terrible, hot as Sahara sands. I bring pestilence on the vocal track, I am prolific. You making moves but cannot pivot, you do not live it. My raps are black and gifted, better get lifted. Crush your rap style to powder, cut it up and sniff it.
Feels like I'm living in my past life, sinning for the lavish life, forgive me what I do. Walk with my eyes closed, going down this dark road, trying to get my shine on, so I'm living proof. And I gotta keep running.
Yo, this is Ill Gates and you rockin' with King Scratch on Mad Monday. Ugh.
What up everybody? You rockin' live with King Scratch. DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, Confederate Coach with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Represent all the way from the dirty south, baby. We in the building.
But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Ah, True West, Mad Monday. You know what I'm saying? That was myself. We played Peace, Love, Bits, and Weed. So, you know, I went on to me and the Judah Priest. And then we had to keep running. You know what I'm saying? That was he was on all of them. So that was him and his boys. You know, True West Radio.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, dope. Man, I want to do something with them.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, yeah, what we're going to do is, you know, we gonna hook all that up, man. You know, because this is one big old happy family. Hold on, let me let everybody else see it. JoJo Loco, I see you. Mr. Everywhere, DJ Air Blood.
Let's see here.
Buddha Ali, all the way down there at the bottom. It was on that top shelf by the TV, wasn't it? I didn't know if it was hair moves or if it was something else. Yo, I'm in here with you, man. I'm just listening to what y'all was saying. You play my song that Running. That was be my heat, that jam. Y'all play that every Wednesday and Friday, Running. But I love that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, email it to me, man, so I can download it. I don't want to get that downloaded in my archive, man. Well, I don't know if they... We never put that song out, so, you know, I'm going to see what's... We're probably just going to send it to you. Just don't give it to nobody. Shit. Let everybody just... You bump it whenever you want to. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Roger that.
Hey, now
last night, I checked out. Y'all need to check it out. KRS-One got a movie called City Light. And that mother is goofy, man. He breaking down that hip-hop, man. He breaking down the science of everything, man. Carlos wanted to drop that movie, I think, last month before last. The movie's good, man. About an hour and a half.
Right.
Check that out, man.
Oh, yeah, anything.
He go from Florida. He go from Miami to all the way to England doing shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, anything KRS-One, I'm down with because he's one of my favorite rappers to deal with. DJ Scott LaRock died. I went to audition to be his new DJ.
No shit? Damn.
But if you know, you know, I don't know DJ. He probably got one now. But I think I was too, you know, back then, you know, nigga, I mean, hell, you got to be able to gel with these New York cats. You know what I mean?
What?
You know,
yeah,
especially back then, you know what I'm saying? You had to gel with them. And if they wasn't gelling with you, that's what it was. But, you know, as of now, you know, one of my boys actually deal with him, and he want to do some stuff. You know what I mean? So I'm kind of happy about that. I wasn't going to say nothing about it, but one of my boys, he actually deal with him on a regular. We were like, oh,
that's
man.
Awesome.
Bro,
he got a new album out, too. He came out in January. Terrace One got a new album. Come out in January. I was listening to that last night after the movie. He got some hits on there and on the movie, man. He got some 808 beats. He got that the boogie down beat. You know what I'm saying?
Love's Gonna Get Your Ass beat. That was my
favorite album.
That Edutainment.
Ooh.
That was my shit.
Watch
right
the
there.
Movie. Hey, the Sticks,
the
watch
blueprint.
The movie. Listen to the music in the movie. Listen to the tracks he got in the movie, man. Man, they go hard.
Man, that's what I'm talking about, man. He always been a, it's crazy because Scotty D brought me the Hip Hop Bible that he wrote.
Yeah, he was on that. He talked about that in the movie. He gonna read that in the movie. He read verses that in the movie, breaking it down, man. I'm telling you, the teacher's in there. The teacher Hip Hop in there, man. He's definitely doing that, man.
Man, he's a deep dude, man.
Philosopher.
He's a deep dude, man.
Oh, deep, man. Deep.
Now, you know what? Like, it's like when you get around, it's like my pop. My step-pop and my pop, though. When my pop come around, he's a bishop, right? So it's one thing that I never talk about him about is God. If I bring up a God subject, oh, it's on. But he was the type of dude, you know, like if your father, he a bishop of the church, and all you and the homies sitting around, y'all smoking and drinking and shit, I'd be like, look, my mom them coming over here, so I don't want to disrespect him. If he come in the studio, that's on him. But if we sitting outside, that's a whole nother thing. I'd be like, I got to respect my pops, they put the bud out and shit. But as long as you don't talk, you know, about God to him, he won't give you that sermon. He ain't the type of motherfucker to say, hey, come here, brother. You know, you go to church, man. You know the Lord love you. You know how them people be.
Right.
He ain't one of those. So this is the whole point I'm making. Talking to goddamn KRS-One is just certain things that you don't say. Because he will break some shit down to your ass. You want to hear it, that's one thing. And everything he say, I want to hear. But there's been times when the motherfuckers start breaking shit down to people, and they wasn't actually trying to hear that right then at that point. So he the type of rapper that you be like. It's like if it was Malcolm X type of shit. Malcolm X, say something to Malcolm. Malcolm be like, well, brother, do you know where you really came from? And you done fucked up because Malcolm get ready to tell you where you came from. You know what I mean? So it's like that with him, man. But he got a whole lot of knowledge, and he cool as fuck. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully we'll be able to do some business with him. You know, I'd love to have that goddamn True West name up under KRS-One somewhere. You know,
I'm telling you, man. Cause he was all overseas. You know, he's doing shows overseas, then he's on the ocean liner doing the show, and he takes you on a trip, and like you say, he got that hip-hop vibe, he got the hip-hop vibe, he's breaking everything down, man, from what's going on, like you say, into the music, outside the music, and like you say, once he gets to spitting that philosophy, your love of wisdom, he got, and you in there, you just, man, you just ride it on out, man, beautiful thing, you know, what say y'all? shout out to, you know what I'm saying? They did a tribute to Jock G Diz Underground. Your boy did Black Messiah Esau on St. Louis Radio on the, what's the name of the radio station? Nubian Center. They did a little tribute to Jock G this weekend, man. It was a pretty good show. If you call him Detroit everywhere, man, you know, rest in peace, DMX, Black Rob. I know you got some stories about Shock G. I know you do, things, Craig.
Let's see. I'm trying to see which one can I actually say. I mean, because I met him, and I was with him like about three times after that, but it was like, we wasn't like just complete hanging. You know what I'm saying? I think I kicked you for 30 minutes one time. You know what I'm saying? But, let me think on that one. We have to talk about that. There's a few things, but you know what I mean?
I know you've seen him in the process doing his shows and things. I know you've seen him, bringing the noise.
Yeah, because we all, everybody did shows together. It was, what's up, them, Mix-A-Lot, Candyman. No. Me, yeah, Mix-A-Lot, Tolo, Father MC, and somebody else. So it was like we would always, you know, when we did shows, when I DJed for Tone, we would always, you know, it was a few shows we had to do and we'd do some shows together. So it wasn't, you know, but it, I mean, nigga, the motherfuckers Sir Mix-A-Lot. But was, that nigga was cool, that nigga T, everybody was cool, man, because it was an old school type of show, you know what I mean? So, but the motherfuckers used to tear that shit up. They would tear that shit up. Boy, Digital Underground, when them motherfuckers get off the stage, if they go on the stage before you, you be like, and you got confidence in your show, but they fucks it. You know what I'm saying? And half of the motherfuckers didn't know Shock G was Humpty and shit. That shit would be funny. Like, them motherfuckers don't know. You see Humpty, where Shock at?
Fine. Yeah, that's shit crazy, Scratch. Because I was down there in Florida, and they booked Kool in the Gang for this little festival they got. And the white lady's like, "Where's Kool at?" I'm like, "That's him right there." She's like, No, that's not Kool. Kool, the one that sings Celebration." I'm like, "No, that's James J.T. Taylor. He done went solo." She's like, "Well, that's who I came to see. I thought that was Kool." I'm like, "Kool in the Gang is that man right there." She was like, "I wanted to see the guy with the funny color eyes." I just laughing at him like, "Well, baby, you done came to the wrong show, but this is Kool in the Gang right here."
Well, that's like there's a lot of people when they don't do that band partnership agreement to determine who has the rights to the name if they part. You know what I'm saying? They can still tour under that name as Still Kiss or still this one or still that one, you know. So that's why all that shit gotta be.
I think Kiss been the same. They ain't changed nobody in Kiss.
Right. I don't think they. Yeah. Nah, they ain't changed.
Nah, they ain't gonna do that.
Yeah.
I would
like
say.
Calamar.
Oh yeah. See.
Yeah.
You can't. It can't be nobody else. But I'm gonna tell you what fucked me up. We was doing a show in Vegas, and I used to, there's a guy back here, shoot videos for him and all this shit, arm singing motherfucker. We was doing a show with Tony, After Seven, motherfucker, what was the Cisco name? The name of that, the motherfucker, the whole new.
You here.
You here. A couple of other motherfuckers, right? So we actually opened up the show. So when we first walked in, I seen Tony too. They was the headliner. So it's Casey and JoJo. Hey, that's on YouTube too. anyway, I seen Dwayne. I'm like, because we was on tour with Candyman. And, you know, so I said, where everybody at? Oh, man, they all in the back. You know what I'm saying? I said, I know y'all getting ready to fuck it up because Tony was another motherfucker that would have a bomb-ass show on your ass. Them motherfuckers got a gang of fucking racks and NPC sitting on the top. And they hit that goddamn button and start going crazy. And niggas is playing of it. And Dwayne, my nigga, he fucked that shit up. Nigga, I'm sitting up there. They on the stage. Everybody had played, so it was their turn. My brother Rod, he was in the front with a camera. He had a big ass camera on him. And so I'm sitting there and I'm going, oh, niggas, you ready to go down. Niggas, so they playing the intro, all the shit going on. And then they skip out. Not rocking down. He sang just like Raphael. It was one of their cousins or something like that. So after the show, I went back there and I was telling Dwayne, I was like, nigga, what the fuck is Raphael? You didn't know he been gone. Nigga sound just like Raphael though. So I was kind of stunned. You know, if you seeing somebody, nigga, in a group, and then here come another lead singer that you don't know about. Oh, that shit. Didn't mean to drive that.
Man, that's crazy.
What? It's on my YouTube. That shit's on my YouTube, so you'll be able to watch that shit. Because you will see the dude. We got the camera right on him. And that motherfucker ran straight toward us. I'm going, that's not Raphael. Yeah, but. Yep. But see, though, that's what happens with them. With them bands. You fuck around and they'll fuck around and get rid of your motherfucking ass. And put JoJo right there. Motherfucker, I had that nigga JoJo on the Ohio Players, man.
That's what I'll say. Well, my homeboy Ivan, he's a union. Ivan, Mr. Edward, you know, he's like a union musician, you know, so he do fill-ins, like, say, for instance, Janet keyboard player came to make a few dates, or somebody, you know, how they had their name circulating. So they go do fill-ins and shit like that, so that's straight.
Oh, you can change all the, I don't know all of the motherfuckers. When the lead singer come out there and ain't the motherfucker you expect. Like that old lady you talking about.
Yeah.
Oh my nigga. Somebody else there except this nigga ain't even there. It's like, this nigga ain't here. I got backstage. Come on. The fuck out. Like, oh, man, we fucked them. What? Oh, you didn't hear what else? No. But my nigga to come out and start blowing. Don't get me wrong, dude did a good job. But nah, bro. That's my call. That's the player. Oh, he's from where I was at. I'm like, hell no. I start thinking, I'm like, that wasn't him. Yeah, it's crazy. Maybe on Wednesday I'll tell y'all a Shock G story. I'm trying to think. I might. Nah, that ain't that much time. We only got 15 minutes. I might tell you a Shock G story. It's kind of fly, you know what I mean? So I don't want to give too much away. You know what I mean? So Hey, Buddha Ali. Buddha.
Yo, I'm right here. Buddha, what's Ali happening?
I got a question because we was talking about this shit early. So you told me about the aliens. Did you ever, a ghost ever been fucking with you?
Ghosts are real, man. It all depends. They home in on stuff they used to play with, stuff they were familiar with. I'm just like that.
Not like just an actual ghost, like just some weird shit happen around you, and you be like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, I seen a ghost. I only seen one time. One time, I had something tapping on my shoulder. I was asleep and tapping my shoulder, and I, you know, you wake up, but you be asleep, but you open your eyes and see what it is. And it was, I don't know if it was. I want to say it was my auntie. It was an older woman that tapped me on my shoulder, and she looked right at me. But it was like smoke. You know what I'm saying? Like a smoke figure. And then right. I seen
it was a mist, like a mist.
Yeah. And then it actually touched me, so I know it was real. Wasn't nobody else in the house. Wasn't nobody in the living room but me. And then one time I seen my uncle before he passed. He was talking to something, and it was like a black dot. It was like hovering, like an orb, or what they call this stuff, them little
orb.
It float right over my bed, and it just floated and went up into the ceiling. So I seen it. So I know it's real. I mean, all this real. I mean, some people can't see it, some people can. Like they said, man told me, does meditation, it's all about your vibration. You know, stuff you see, like UFOs and stuff, you vibrating high. Ghosts and stuff, you vibrating low, you know.
Mm.
And I'm going to tell you, I was on them pills. I was on them X pills. So I know, I call them X pills, ghost busters. I know I went to that realm. But I've been on shrooms. I've been on shrooms, too, and seen some stuff.
The cool part about it, I don't pop pills or drink or nothing. All I do is smoke weed and
juice. I'm just saying, I done been in all them worlds. I ain't going to lie, I'm truthful on the game. Yeah. I done been everywhere. I done been everywhere there is, so I know it's real. I'm a true, no liar. I'm a true. You can put me on a live machine. I'ma tell you the truth. Everything I tell is real. Ain't lying about nothing I've seen.
Nigga, if you on some shrooms, nigga, you liable to see anything.
Yeah, I've been on shrooms. I've been on shrooms all the time. If I get some shrooms. After good rain, I go out there and head out to the country. The white cat meet me on horseback.
Hold on one second.
I'm going to try some.
Call him from the area.
Well, just like weed. It's just like weed.
Who this? 501. 547.
That's
T3. One, that's Little Rock.
501.
You know they got some spirit in Little Rock.
You got to press one to get in.
No, he already
in.
We want to
hear
call, you going to pop up.
Oh, back to the store, though. Back to the, them shrooms, man. That's when I knew, I hit them shrooms, I can see the particles in the TV. You know how the TV's made of particles, right? I was on the show, I can see each particle in the TV, each pixel. I can see each pixel one by one when I got on them shrooms. And then when I looked into the sky, that's when I seen the moon was gold, like 14 carats. And the sky was purple, and the stars are like diamonds.
Fine detail.
We
and then my partner tapped me on the shoulder. And I said, what you want, man? And I looked at him, and his face just melted down all the way to his skull. That's the goddamn truth, man. I said, what you want, man? His skull, his skeleton was talking to me. He said, you all right?
We're talking about some sober shit. They got, I can see when you fucking on some shrooms.
Oh, now you back to the, that's what I'm back to the, no, but I'm telling, now the orbs I seen, I was sober. I ain't did nothing on that. I seen them with my naked eye. I'm talking about actually seeing the black light and the white lights floating through the room. I seen that with my own eyes. I want no nothing.
Yeah,
no
right.
Cigarette. I don't smoke cigarettes.
Huh?
Now, you remember Fred C. Nellis, right? You remember the Y.A. Whittier, Fred C. Nellis, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, that motherfucker there, hunted than a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. I know, nigga.
I didn't know the guy hung himself.
Yeah, see.
The one day I slept in the dorm. This is real shit. This is back in 92. I slept in the dorm that night. I don't know why, but I ended up sleeping in that dorm. That night, the security guard went down to my room. He shined a light in my room. He didn't check no other motherfucking room. That nigga ran. I jumped up like, nigga, I'm right here. Like, I don't want them thinking I escaped in there. And I'm like, I'm right here. He's like, but if you right here, who the fuck was in your room? I'm like, what should you tell me?
Yeah, you'd have brought that motherfucker for why or some shit. I mean, what's that motherfucker?
No, like, you know, you'll hear people outside playing basketball. You know what I mean? Like, Madison, they was like, it was a motherfucker that they said that came through the wall with red eyes. You go to Carter and, you know what I mean, lockdown, they said if you look out the window at night, this motherfucker come over there and hold you down and try to kill you.
Oh, man. You know, that's juvenile hall, folks. Juvenile hall. Motherfuckers would believe in everything. Anybody said, I ain't knocking your story. I know it was some shit going on, and I know I didn't want to be in certain places, but juvenile hall, nigga. So, that's a little, you know, because motherfucker trying to tell you some shit, nigga. It was like, nigga, motherfucker used to say, nigga, don't turn off the light, say Bloody Mary three times. She gonna come and scratch your eyes out.
I didn't know. It was a mural on the wall. It was a big-ass mural, 13 by 14 feet big, of the guy that killed himself. I didn't know that was the room.
Mm-mm. Nigga, they got, nigga, never mind. That's almost like the county jail, nigga. They got that big-ass picture of John Wayne. Big-ass picture of John Wayne. No,
say something about it.
No, don't step on that red line. Don't step on that red line. They got a big-ass red zone about 2 foot long. If you were in that motherfucker 4300, wasn't it 4300?
Yep.
4300, nigga. Goddamn crib margin. If you put your foot on that red line by that John Wayne picture, that's your ass, boy.
You get flashlight therapy.
Man. Them motherfuckers will give you the business. Big ass 2 feet. It's about 2 feet and a big-ass picture of John Wayne on the wall. If your foot touched that any part of that red, that's your ass. But anyway, like I said, it's a whole lot of people that don't believe. But I believe.
Oh, yeah.
I believe.
You got to understand ghosts are real because we got spirits living inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people that left had spirits inside of them. And some spirits are still here. Some spirits, it tell you in the Holy Quran, it speaks of when people die who have done wrong, who have not repented, you will have nightmares in your coffin until Judgment Day. So it's always to stay good and stay on the right path and be righteous if you can.
That's
a pact already made with the Most High, regardless wherever you is or whatever you worship. Because he done gave you all the plans.
I tell people
and all
this,
the
though,
ways to go right.
You feel, I tell people like this, if you feel there's something around you and it fuck with you, your best thing to do is get a recorder and just record. Because at the end of the next day you listen, you go hear some shit that you might not want to hear, but then it validates what the fuck you've been seeing and hearing.
You're right. But at the same time, you know what they say? All you got to do is tell them, you could go. Leave me alone. You could roll. And usually that'll work.
Now,
you know what I'm saying?
Now you know.
Well, you can burn. You can burn. I get it from L.A. I order frankincense and myrrh straight from Los Angeles. I met a brother at the Million Man March. You burn frankincense and myrrh, that cleanses the house. Sage, Indian tobacco, real Indian tobacco. You can smoke it or burn it. That cleanses out evil spirits and spirits that are walking, that are roaming.
Hey, Buddha Ali.
Right there. Buddha
Ali. Rose
water.
Don't smoke
it.
Buddha Ali, check this out. No, don't smoke that sage. Hey, look, Buddha Ali is crazy because earlier we was talking about it. And I said I went to the store and all of the stores are selling sage. I ain't never seen any big ass round big barrels of sage. And them stores.
I got sticks right now. I got sticks. I got incense sticks. I keep them. I go get them at the vitamin store. Mr. Elwell be with me. And Victor too. I go get them at the vitamin store. They sell them, man. They sell them at Spencer's in the mall too. You got regular sage, white sage. Gold diamond say is very powerful and it really works. You got to say a prayer with it. You just can't burn it. It's like burning in vain. You got to say, bless this house. Run everything. You know, you got to speak over it in the name of whoever you worship. And it'll get on out of the way.
I walked, I walked in somebody's house. Power went out. They was about to light some candles, and I grabbed them. I'm like, hey, I said, you can't just light these type of candles. I said, you got to say prayers with these. I said, so
that's
if
right.
You don't light these candles because the lights is off, you need to go get some different ones because it's on 30 feet.
Well, they got. Well, you can pray over any candle, and you can make a wish over any candle. Same, but you got to understand what you're doing. You can get caught up in idol worship. Or you could use it as a prayer instrument. See, I've been working witchcraft for years. I can tell you. That's how it goes. I mean, but they do have prayer candles that are in the glass. And they got the pillar candles that just naked by themselves. But any candle do, especially if you anoint it with prayer oil, olive oil, things of that sort. But rose water is good to spray in the air. In a mist, that way wore off even negative energy.
I'm trying to remember the name of the people that they read your palm. It's a lot of them over here promote the ones that read your palm. Not the fortune tellers, but the other ones. No. Like they kind of like when you go in there, they can put protection on you.
So my gypsy.
But they're Spanish though. The Hispanic ones.
The shaman.
Yeah. It's kind of like know how like I'm explaining how.
Hold on. 30 seconds.
Mad Monday.
That ain't me.
Wednesday, we go on West Coast Wednesday. Y'all tune in on Wednesday, you know what I'm saying? Who is Mr. Everywhere, 86, JoJo Loco, I Have Love, and Buddha Ali. We out. True West Radio.
Woo.
Hey, yay.
Yeah, yeah.
They can't hear us no more. We off. We out. We going backwards, man.
Prayer works on anything and everything, man. Prayer with faith always works, though.
No, I know. I feel you on that. But what I'm saying, they was going like the ones with Virgin Mary and Jesus. When I moved out there to Connecticut, I was staying in fucking Bristol, Connecticut. Right next door to where you get off the Greyhound, it's one of those, you know what I mean, when you go in, they can pray over you, they give you like, you know, beads and all that. So we walked in there. And the lady was like, you. No, it's a bunch of people there with blue on and shit. I'm like, you know, I'm looking around like, well, maybe you heard this motherfucker. And she was like, no. She was like, you see things, but you don't know how to channel it and work it. I'm like, well, shit, how the fuck you know? I'm 3,000 miles away from where I'm from.
Yeah.
But she read, you know.
Yep.
She knew.
She'll do it, man. I'll tell you, though. Get some peppermint soap. That peppermint soap. Peppermint soap make goddamn bullet reflect off your skin. Somebody shoot you. It'll bounce off peppermint soap.
I'm about to have that shit on every day then.
They say it's that strong though, but you know, because they had a tribe in Africa that went to battle naked and they put a glycerin on them. And bullets couldn't touch them, nor thorns and stuff that they walked through in the jungle while they were battling. It was a general called General Butt Naked. He was killed all a lot of white folks until they put a Bible in his hand. Now he's a preacher down there in Africa, but I think they ended up getting on him later on. But he was one of the guys that put that oil on his body and was killing all them. He was killing all them people coming over there trying to take over the land.
I hear you, shit. I need some of that, nigga. Everybody, we need to sell that on the internet. Shit in the hood.
Yeah, peppermint soap. I picked that up on the East Coast, the peppermint soap trick, because I didn't know a woman. She was doing craft work, and I went to Delaware, and that's when I took a bath in peppermint soap.
I get out the tub, and then a day later, bam, somebody shoot me or something in the oil. I'll be like, fucking Buddha.
No, I'm not saying don't go try to test the shit. I'm just saying
niggas in the hood gonna be like, they gonna find a dumb nigga in the hood. Be like, hey put the stuff on and let me see if it makes you bulletproof. Then shoot that nigga. He died. And he's like, oh, I guess it didn't work.
Well, you can tell everybody how you really feel.
Well, hey, look, you be like, nigga, I put it on my face and nigga wash my hair with it, everything, nigga.
Yeah, that's what it is. It come in a big old bottle of peppermint soap. I can't think of the name of it. It's been out for years, and it opened up your skin. It peppermint, it's got that natural peppermint, spearmint, and it opened up your skin to open it up like, I mean, you can feel it opening up your pores. And you got that, when you get out the tub and you pack yourself down, that peppermint be off of your skin so good. It's just like, when you breathe, you'll be breathing your own skin. Be.
You like somebody taking a bath right now.
I'm going to wash myself with peppermint and be like, bitch, you about to get this peppermint dick tonight.
What up, man? Okay, man.
Well, you know they use sugar in a love potion. I'm going to tell you, you put sugar like in your soap. Your body soap, you use sugar, and you bathe in it, and it attracts women.
Oh, wow.
It's a whole bunch of stuff. Nigga. I mean, they've been doing it for years. Think about it. They put sugar in women perfume, and they walk past you. What do you do?
Well, yeah.
Following them around the grocery store.
Follow around the goddamn store. That's the same thing with the sugar.
I'll be like, damn,
Excuse me, you smell good.
I too, nigga. I got allergies, nigga. So
I like to know what fragrance it is that, because I want to buy that for my sister. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, They use it in love spell. It's a cologne. It's a perfume women wear called love spell. It's a candle, too, that you can burn.
Hey,
you burn that love spell.
Hey,
and them motherfuckers finna get naked. They finna get naked. I'm telling you now.
I'm not going to lie. That love spell from Victoria's Secret will fire on the female.
That's it.
My wife got some of that shit.
Hey, it's going to get you, cuz. You burn that candle, they coming out.
I don't know if that's the one that stripper had on, but damn it. I looked in my pocket the next day like, motherfucker.
Nigga,
I'll tell you
I learned about Victoria's Secret sprays. They good for motherfuckers.
What?
Using for this. Burn the motherfuckers in them candles.
If you got a woman and she putting on love spell, what is that telling you? And then she said, I'll be back. That's that love spell you wearing, huh? So when she go out there and trap it, she want all them niggas to smell the shit.
Now, I don't give a fuck. Smell that shit as long as you come home to me.
I ain't tripping either, but the whole thing about it is the men the one who need the love spell.
I just told you the secret. I'm telling you. I just told you how the game going. I'm telling you. Hey, I'm gonna tell you a lot of pimps use the sugar in their bath water to keep their women on the stove. Old school witch doctor showed me the sugar trick. So yeah, get that sugar, man. Bathe in that sugar, man. And say, watch how they do you.
I ain't trying to give y'all too much game.
I'm telling you on the radio now. I know you can't hear me.
You get the nobody
right cologne.
You get the right cologne, it's over with.
Yeah. And bathing that sugar, boy, they coming for you, dog. They'll chase you down. The motherfucker be crazy about it. Don't even know why. You just look at it. I'm just crazy about you. I don't know why.
That nigga just have to wash his balls like extra hard because you gonna have sugar flakes in your shit.
Yeah, you have to put it in liquid soap and you stack it. Don't put too much. You gotta put the right amount in there because it will get gritty. But it rinse down with it when you get in the tub.
You
gotta
measure it out like you cutting cocaine and shit. Like, you know what? I need to put 7 grams. It's a ratio of 12 ounces.
Yeah, nigga, you trying to go and get yours in, nigga, and you basically killing her because she got a little damn sugar goddamn grains just rolling up in her.
I'm telling you, it's deep, man.
Yeah, they're watching.
It's another thing. It's another spell they be using, man. But they use
that sugar grains all in the tip of your dick and your ass.
Right.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, nigga, like you just went to the beach type of shit naked.
No, see, the sugar dissolves into the skin. It don't stay on the skin. It dissolves into it.
Sitting there watching your face.
Once y'all experiment with you, see what I'm talking about.
I'm not. I ain't doing no spells. I don't need them. I got a wife.
I believe you.
If I ever become single, nigga, I'm be walking around smelling like, nigga, something, nigga, whatever it's going to smell
DNA.
Like after you finish.
Well, see, that's what I'm working on, a love spell for men. I know they got it for the women. I'm working on for the men. My partner, my partner do them oils. So we trying to get the right mixture in with the oils that'll do the same thing.
Nigga, I'm going to tell you what's good,
nigga. So
what
you do is you just put on a different oil, walk around some females, and see what their motherfucking reaction is. There you go right there.
Oh, yeah, I've been on the lobby. You know, I work at a store, so they'll tell me quick, what that you got on when I walk through there? I mean, on the spread of woman's, I smelled you from the dough. I just put 2 dabs on. I smelled you from the dough.
Well, there's a body wash, and they do that to me, nigga. It's a body wash.
Mm.
And if I wash my hair, one is called marble, and one is called bourbon. That bourbon is a motherfucker. And then when you put the bourbon lotion on, nigga, whoo, nigga, you be smelling like a French hoe, nigga.
I'm telling you.
Hey, that Bob Marley too. It's got a nice. That Bob Marley got a nice clean scent to it. Bob Marley and Incredible Hulk.
And that's just stick to your ass for a long time.
Yeah,
and you know it's crazy. If you start sweating, that shit intensifies.
You talking about the body oil?
Yep, and the lotion, nigga.
I know. Yeah, I know the lotion, dude. But the body oil, it all depends on what you put on. Why you use shea butter? I don't use lotion no more. I use shea butter because that lotion got hog fat in it. I use shea butter. I quit using lotion a long time ago.
That nigga said hog fat. I hear you. Nigga, I'm from the West, so I don't know about that. I don't know about the whole fat and the. I ain't gonna read the bottle and say shit, nigga. If I'm ashy, nigga, I'm putting some lotion on. I don't care if it has glitter in that motherfucking shit.
Heavy love. Know about the love post. Heavy love had them love posts and jump all the women had on him back in the day.
About a dozen.
Him and Lil have naked in DJ booth.
Oh, boy.
He locked the door. Tell me to come back in a minute. Then he'll talk through the vent. What song you want me to play? Can't come in here right now.
It probably was a minute, nigga.
All right. Do me a favor one time.
What that is? What that is you wanted me to play?
Too many women at one time.
Yeah.
And then they stand there so long they forgot what they in there for. All they know they all grinning and know my hands between their legs.
Oh, the hell up. You showing up. You were showing up holding them hostage before R. Kelly then. That's where he got it from.
Hell yeah.
He so had them in the DJ booth. They be in there too. They come to the door talking
about
you have to come back.
I was really about this shit.
Yeah.
I had clubs that had to build DJ booths. They couldn't just have a DJ up there with a table, and he's standing there mixing. You can see his wires and shit. You got a whole booth. Shit.
Too nigga nothing.
I seen one nigga DJ in the club, and he just had a table out there. And niggas didn't like the way he was DJing. Nigga went up there and plugged his shit. They start pulling the wires. He couldn't do nothing about it. He was just dumbfounded.
Well, I wouldn't want to DJ or no shit like that anywhere unless it's for some older folks, just for the simple fact. I don't want motherfuckers coming up there. Can you play? Would you play? I say, I just played that. Oh, can you play it again? I just got here.
Mm-hmm. It's all that bad.
So when I DJ anything, and most of the time I'm doing stage shit anyway. I'll be on the stage, so can't nobody come up there anyway and say a goddamn thing to me. So,
holes and keys.
Man, all the time.
There's always a poppy and some cheering.
Hey, can you play that? I just played it. Can you play it again? Everybody, man, all the motherfuckers. You know, when the old...
And I
want to
ask you a question. Let me ask y'all something. Why is it when you play the same shuffle over and over, that's the only motherfucking thing everybody gets to dance off of? And it's like every time you play it, more people come to the dance floor.
Well, I guess that's their shit. Because, I mean, if I go on DJ an older people party,
yeah.
And that's all they want to hear. They want to hear some of the rap shit, but they really want to hear like all of the old shit. Nigga, you put a tip jar out there, nigga, you winning. They do requests. I can get them motherfuckers a request sheet. The older people, you sign a request sheet. Everybody, they come up there and they sign. They don't even fuck with me. They just go and sign the goddamn sheet. Then I grab the sheet, and then I read it, and I start trying to play some of their requests. You can't do that with young motherfuckers. Because you have about 10 motherfuckers got the same goddamn song on there. Hey, when you go up there and sign, you know, make sure you put Whoop Bam Whoop on there. You know what I'm saying? If you see all that, they be plotting. The old people, they be like,
shit. Nigga, I want to hear Heard It Through the Grapevine. Okay. Which one? You know what I mean? So, anyway, man, it's been wonderful. I got to ride up off this joint. I got a couple of things I got to do. I got to go in here and talk to the wife, all this old shit.
Wow, bro.
You know what I'm saying? So, I'll get started on Wednesday. It's all good. We'll be back on Wednesday, and probably got a couple of people going to come through. Yeah. I holler.
All right,
man.
All right, brother.
All right,
y'all be safe, though.
Yeah.
All right, peace.